Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have a special guest coming to you from The Vets in downtown Providence. The director of marketing, Michael Graveson, is here. Is it Graveson or Graveson?
Graveson.
It is Graveson.
Yes.
So I was right the first time.
Yes, you were. Thank you.
Now, we've met a few times. I don't think I've asked you that before. I just want to make sure that all this time I wasn't saying the name incorrectly. But welcome, Michael. Great to have you back on the program.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Nice to have you with us. We're going to talk tonight about some upcoming events, specifically the Salute of Vienna, which is coming in next Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's a great holiday program, if you will, this being the holiday week. Merry Christmas to all of you that celebrate that, and happy holidays to all of you. And Michael's Salute to Vienna comes in. It's a big production.
It is a very big production, yes. It's a very traditional European concert with lots of dancing, waltzing, obviously, lots of singing. It's quite an overall sound and visual spectacle.
Okay, and tickets are on sale. There are a few left, so make sure you take advantage of a great holiday, maybe a new tradition for your family. It's a great family program, right?
Yeah, a great family program. Yes, it is. And the show is billed as a New Year's tradition. It's been around for in this particular production has been touring for over 20 years all over the world, and this concept of these Viennese New Year's concerts have actually been around for over 80 years, so
wow.
It is a tradition, to say the least.
All right, and this is with dancing, as you mentioned, and will we have a chance to see you on the stage dancing?
No, not me. I'm going to leave that to the professionals.
All right, so we'll have professional dancers and so forth, and we're going to listen to some music from that you brought with you today, as well as some holiday music, get us in the spirit. I know that a lot of our listeners have enjoyed some holiday music on our station, but we'll give you a little more taste of it. We're going to take some favorites from our WCRI classical holiday CD, which we put out a few years ago, so we'll be doing that also. Let's get to the specifics of the show, time, and how to get tickets.
The show is on, as you had mentioned, December 27th. It is a Sunday, the 27th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can get tickets through the Vets website, which is www.thevetsri.com, or you can purchase tickets on the phone, which is 401-421-ARTS.
And just not to confuse people, because we do a lot of programming here with PPAC also, the Performing Arts Center in Providence. And there is a partnership there with your tickets, correct?
Yeah, yes, that is correct. We share a box office with PPAC, so don't be confused by that. You also can actually walk up to the PPAC box office on Weybosset Street and purchase your tickets in person. So that is an option as well, because we do share a box office with them.
All right, so there you go. There's the opportunity to have some shopping. Maybe you want to see something at PPAC. I know there's lots of great shows that come in and out of there. And at the same time, pick up tickets to Salute to Vienna, a New Year's concert. This first piece of music that we're going to listen to, I guess you contacted the people, and these are some samples of what they sent you?
These are some samples from the show to give you an idea of what it is. Very traditional, beautiful orchestrations and melodies. One thing that is actually important to mention, if I may, is the orchestra is going to be the Rhode Island Philharmonic.
So this is a whole orchestra.
Yes, this is a full orchestra production, and the producers, Attila Glass Productions. I can give you a little backstory about them later. They contacted the Rhode Island Philharmonic, so they're bringing in our local orchestra to do all of the orchestrations for this concert.
Excellent. All right, we'll listen to a little sample right now, and then come back with more.
zu manieren. Dieses eine fein und zierlich und ein Füßchen, das mit Küsschen glühen ein Mann bedecken sollt, wenn sie's nur
erlaubt. Stimmt, sie schmachtet im Arreste, amüsierte sich aufs Beste, deckt das Küssen stark ans Böse, wurde böse nicht. Du entgehst der Strafe nicht, du entgehst der Strafe nicht.
Ach, wie lang könnt es entschweben, dies ohne Zauber wird, willst du nicht die Maske.
music provided by the Salute to Vienna, a husband and wife team that are producing this coming show next Sunday. Tell us about them.
Yeah, the show is being produced by Attila Glatz Concert Productions out of Canada. They're Attila and Marion Glatz are a husband and wife producing team. Mm-hmm. And the show came to be because they grew up in Europe, both of them, and they would listen to these New Year's concerts on the radio. I had mentioned that this tradition is over 80 years old, and growing up, you know, before television, they were listening to this programming on the radio, and it captivated them so much. That was kind of what brought them together, their love of all of this. And they decided to make it a production that they could, you know, bring around the world and share with the world. So they've been doing it for over 20 years, wow. This particular show. They run always the week leading up to New Year's. It's specifically a New Year's concert, and it's very traditional to this you know, 80-year tradition, as I had mentioned, that's been going on. They've toured 23 cities in North America.
That keeps them busy, I'm sure.
In 1 week. They do 23 cities in 1 week.
How could they do that?
That is a question I don't know. They do 23 cities in 1 week leading up to New Year's. They've done 285 performances in North America altogether.
Wow.
And like I had mentioned, they've been doing it for 20 years. So this is quite an extravagant production that, you know, we have the pleasure to be a part of.
Excellent. All right. And we also mentioned in the first segment that the Rhode Island Philharmonic will be doing the orchestration. That's great news for the people that work with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. Gives them another employment opportunity. So
absolutely,
it helps the local economy right there.
It does. And it gives the people of our community the chance to experience, you know, their beautiful sound, you know, one more time.
Which is, you know, we make it sound like it's local, but the Rhode Island Philharmonic is very, very well established and thought of around the country. It's not just like these are some local people that are playing.
Right.
This is the top notch. So we have another piece of music we're going to go to that they sent you, and we'll listen to that and then be back again.
Ich weiß es selber nicht, warum man gleich von Liebe spricht. Und meine Hände küsst. Ich weiß es selber nicht, warum man von dem Zauber spricht. Ihm keiner widersteht, wenn ihr mich sieht, wenn ihr an mir vorübergeht. Doch wenn das rote Licht erglüht, zum mitternächtigen Sturm, we'll be right back.
Impressive music, and obviously recorded live with the audience response in there, so that's even more difficult to do when you're trying to record something like that. Michael, some great things happening at The Vets, which, you know, if you're my age, you might remember it as Veterans Auditorium or Veterans Memorial Auditorium. There's been a branding change, about 5 or 6 years ago now?
About 5 or 6 years ago, yeah. And it's tied into the $16 million renovation to the building that happened, which was really fantastic. We put an addition onto the side of it, created a whole new array of event spaces beyond the theater, and obviously revitalized the backstage and the theater itself, you know, new carpeting, new painting, really, really brought this old building into the 21st century and made it state of the art, top notch facility.
For someone like me that grew up at that theater, doing shows there and so forth, you mentioned the backstage area. To most people, they think, well, how important could that be? But what they don't realize is a lot of shows were prohibited from coming into the Vets because of there was no loading dock. There was no way to get things in. There was a little elevator.
That's exactly it. And that's exactly why these change happens. The theater couldn't book shows. Theater couldn't book shows because the facility just wasn't up to the standards that these shows required. So, you know, these renovations not only are great looking at it from the outside, you get to see this beautiful new theater, but, you know, it's because of these renovations that we can now bring in these top-notch productions the theater just couldn't have before.
Right. Speaking of that, you have a top-notch ballet production coming in next month. Tell us about that.
Yes. First Works in Providence, they're bringing London's Ballet Boys. It's an all-male ballet troupe from London. They'll be doing a spectacular dance show at the Vets at the end of January.
And then we go from Ballet Boys to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
To Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, yes. It's a spinoff of the very popular spinoff based on the Mr. Rogers program that I remember and I think we all remember. It's a new
Some of us remember him in different ways. I remember him with my son.
True. It is a cartoon based on the Daniel Tiger puppet character from the Land of Make-Believe. There will be two shows on February 12th for the youngins that it's going to be a great show. It's the first time the show has been touring live. So for anyone who has children who are partial to Daniel Tiger on PBS, they should definitely come check out the show with the vets.
Well, we only have 5 days left till Christmas. Mm-hmm. So here's a thought. If you're looking for what to give that grandchild for Christmas, how about some tickets to that show?
That's
so you
it.
Can... You can do that. Go online, get tickets for the program, which will be in January, something for them to look forward to, and a great stocking stuffer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a good idea. All right, we're going to listen to Silent Night at this moment to get us in the holiday mood, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of The Vets. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Michael Graveson, the marketing director at the Vets in downtown Providence, right next to the State House. And a lot of people know where it is, but some people haven't visited for a while, so get back there. There's a great show coming that we're talking about called Salute to Vienna, next Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. And Michael, we're always interested at WCRI with things coming to the state in the arts. And you've got some new exciting shows coming that you're going to announce on the radio for the first time right now.
I am, yes. We just went on sale Friday with three shows in particular for the spring, which we're very excited to have. All of them are in April. One on April 21st is Giada Valenti. She's an Italian singer. She is bringing her show of classic and contemporary music to the Vets. She's Great. Touring. She's touring the country with it right now, and she'll be making her stop in Providence in April. Second, we are very excited to be bringing Gordon Lightfoot
Yay.
To the Vets on April 17th, I believe.
All right.
That's going to be a great show. We're very excited to have Gordon Lightfoot coming. And then third show is back for the fourth time, which is Brit Floyd. They're coming over from England. They do Pink Floyd tribute show with the whole nine yards, laser light show, movies. It's an experience. I'll
say that. Triangle with the prism, everything.
The whole nine yards. I mean, they'd video projections, laser, and from what I've been told, they've actually remounted it, and it's bigger and better than before. So if you're a Pink Floyd fan and you like the whole spectacle of it, it's a great show.
Excellent. All right. We're going to get to another piece from the Salute to Vienna, and this one will be known by most of you as the Blue Danube.
Zu mir, schön das Sänge, alle.
now, to keep us in the holiday mood, we're going to go to another holiday classic, O Holy Night. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Michael Graveson and the Vets in downtown Providence.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in a sin and error pining.
Back on a special edition of Conducting Conversations, where we're talking with Michael Graveson from the Vets in downtown Providence about Salute to Vienna coming in next Sunday, and also combining a little WCRI favorites classical music for the season. And we have one more piece to play from the Salute to Vienna, and we'll go out with some more holiday-themed music. But right now, Michael, let's just recap and say that people can get tickets by going to the website?
To the website, yep. They can get tickets through our website, which is www.thevetsri.com. They can call the box office on the telephone, which is 421-ARTS. Again, we share a box office with PPAC, so they're always available to walk up to the PPAC box office on Wabasset Street, and they can get their tickets in the window there as well.
There you go. So that's a great way to do it while you're running around downtown Providence.
That's it. Your downtown swing by and pick up some stocking stuffers.
All right. There you go. Michael, you mentioned a few shows coming in the next few months, and there are others beyond that, of course. Around Philharmonic plays there almost once a month, so check out their programming, and then you have some other.
We have some other things. Yeah, we have First Works, which I had mentioned their show in January. They're bringing another show in February, the Urban Bushwomen. We also have, they're also bringing Roseanne Cash, which is Johnny Cash's daughter. She's doing a concert in April. So First Works is bringing some great programming. Festival Ballet Providence, everyone's favorite, you know, doing the Nutcracker right now at PPAC. They're bringing Swan Lake, which is a beautiful classic piece to the Vets in at the end of April.
Do they do that every year?
They don't do that production every year, but you know,
I know I've seen it there.
They have done it before. Yes, mm-hmm. they rotate their programming, but you know, Swan Lake is a favorite. So
right,
so you got to bring it back, you know, once in a while because it is so popular. So
and then a doo-wop show coming in.
And then, yeah, we have a doo-wop show in May, Richard Nader's doo-wop show, which has been with us for the past 2 years. They're coming back for another show in May, which we're very excited to have them back with a great lineup of doo-wop favorites. Mm-hmm. And then we have an improv show in June, the boys from Whose Line Is It Anyway, Colin Mockery and Brad Sherwood. So the great thing about the Vets is the variety of programming that
Absolutely.
We have.
Absolutely.
You know, everything from the classics to the contemporary comedy concerts. I mean,
Children's programming.
I mean, it's such a wonderful variety of programming we have at the theater, which is why you should always kind of check out the website and see what we have, because we probably always have something.
Excellent. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming in and spending your holiday preparation time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And I look forward to having you after the first of the year to catch up on all these things that are happening next spring. We're going to go out with one more piece from A Salute to Vienna, and then we'll fill that up with some more holiday traditional music from WCRI's favorites. I'm Mike Mano. Look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you, Michael, once again.
Thank you.
And everyone have a happy holiday season. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.